This is Keeping Something Alive, written by TeleOxX, read by Mistborn Hero, a Star Wars podfic. Summary: it's difficult to set up a care system for plants when pretending to be dead for an undercover mission that no one is supposed to know about. I guess it makes sense that my plants died. Obi-Wan chuckles self-depreciatingly. Thanks for throwing them out, Cody. Cody looked up. He had been dozing, his head resting on Obi-Wan's chest. The thumping of his heart settled him like nothing else would. As for the plants that Cody had complained about more than once, having them on a spaceship hardly did them any good, but they made Obi-Wan happy. They didn't, he mumbled, shifting a little. Obi-Wan looked down at him, brows furrowed in confusion. Cody rested his arms on his torso and propped his head up on them.
I took them.
Obi-Wan tilted his head.
I...
Cody cleared his throat.
I took them into my room, and I took care of them. I know how much they mean to you, and I thought...
His voice broke off, and he swallowed.
I wanted to keep some part of you alive.
The only way to describe the look on Obi-Wan's face was devastated. Oh, sunshine. He pulled him closer, and Cody buried his face in Obi-Wan's robes. His breath shattered as he clung closer.
They are fine. He managed to get out. Chris helped with the light levels, and Wooly watered them when I couldn't.
There had been so much work, and he had barely had time to mourn. And now Obi-Wan was back. Thank you, Obi-Wan whispered. A kiss was pressed to Cody's head, and he breathed through the pain that separation had brought.
I know how much you like those plants.
Obi-Wan's hum traveled through him all the way to his bones. He wanted the sound to stay there, to never have to miss it again. I guess I'm like a plant. I need sunshine as well. Cody managed to smile at that. The end.